Oh, absolutely. The young man is playing his heart out today, as with the rest of the young people all through the tournament. I mean, they've been playing a great they've been doing a great job. And yeah, as you can hear, the kids in the background, the young ladies, they won. So, hey, they get their awards and stuff. So, yeah, this young man had a pretty good game. And you know, I want to, we'd like to have Morning see what, get his perspective on how the game went.
Let's get into it. So, as a former hooper, I'm very excited to bring on seventh grader Mr. Seth Burton of the Pro Power Elite basketball team, who just wrapped up a big
got their trophy and everything.
Got
had
trophy,
opportunity
Mr. Christians with them, with the future celebrities, future NBA players, everybody who
got
was
his
there,
glasses on.
Stars.
I told him let me wear those glasses, but he didn't want me to try them on.
Always
so
trying to
take
that from someone. But let's bring on Seth so I can talk to him about his team's
Absolutely.
Win. All right. Night, so we want to get him home quickly.
Yeah,
but
we want to get
I'm
going to
have Miles switch out, and now I will have Seth come on. So, Miles,
okay.
Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
And let's bring on Seth.
Come on around, young man.
All right. Well, Seth is coming on again. His team won earlier today. So, if you have not been out here to where we are, the Meadowbrook Athletic Complex, I'm telling you, lots of great basketball going on. You can also see probably the Ravens jerseys behind me. Shout out to the Baltimore Ravens for getting the job done today, Lamar Jackson. Getting the win for the Ravens. Now I am joined by Seth Burton. How are you feeling after today's win?
Tired.
Very tired. Makes sense. Well, congratulations on the win, first of all.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very proud of you. So tell me, I mean, what do you think the key to success was? Because it seems like you guys dominated that pretty much that entire game.
Well, after the first game, Coach told us to lock in because we weren't playing very well. So we locked in, and that's what got us to the dub.
Yeah, you say it so kind. You say it so, like, I think you played such great basketball, right? I mean, you played well on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. So let me just ask you, I mean, how do you hope to grow this season as a player from this tournament?
Well, Pro Power Foundation is going to help me grow. They're going to make me better. And over the time, I'm just going to get better as a player and as a person around. And
And let's go into your personal story. How did you first start playing basketball? I'm taking you back, I know.
I was like young. Yeah. I don't even know.
You were dribbling from a young age.
Yes.
Yeah, and is basketball your main sport of choice?
Yes.
All right, so let me just ask you this then. Where do you hope basketball takes you in the future?
Well, right now I have no clue where basketball is going to take me, but I hope it takes me somewhere that's going to give. I don't care if everyone doesn't know me. I just hope it takes me somewhere where I can be successful.
Where you can be successful. I like that a lot. You're not worried about all the people knowing your name and stuff like that. You just want to play the game. You have a love for the game, it seems. You played very, very greatly. Let me just ask you, all around, I mean, how have you been able to further develop your skills personally as a player?
Well, Pro Power has helped me do that. They've worked with me on shooting, defensively. They made me get rebounds. They make me do everything that involves the sport. So,
yeah,
they helped me get. They helped me with everything I need to do.
Nice. All right. So, season outlook. How do you think your team will fare this season?
Oh, every tournament, we might lose one game, but besides that, we're probably just gonna go undefeated.
Yeah, I like the confidence. Going undefeated, Pro Power Elite. Make sure you watch out for this team. And Seth, thank you so much for joining me. Congratulations on
thank
the team
win. Thank you for
having me. Yeah, pleasure. Again, this is Seth Burton joining me. Seth got the team win today. If you missed out, their team dominated the floor on both ends of the court. Make sure you come out and support this team. This tournament's great. Lots of great hoops going on, as you can see behind me. Parents are cheering. We have trophies going out. But Seth, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
All right. I will bring my co-host back, and Seth will be leaving me. But again, I mean, just the true talent. And I think if people don't know yet, the reason why this basketball tournament is so great is because they truly have to be student athletes. And now my co-host is back. I always lose them somehow. But lots of great time. I was just talking about how great it is because this tournament not only shows how great you are to have to be an athlete, it shows how great you are to be a student athlete. And I think sometimes we forget the student part of athlete. We see all this stuff going on with the NCAA and fake classes and players really not, you know, taking their education seriously, but not here.
They
have to show
these
their report
people.
Cards, okay?
Right.
Their
Absolutely.
Report cards
That's
have to be
I
on
like
them at all
it.
Times. So it just shows how dedicated to the community they are. That's why I always tell people, people think sometimes sports are different than academics. Sports can really help you excel in the classroom, right? Teaches you teamwork, dedication, discipline, determination. Shout out to Caron Butler for shouting that out. But I think you learn so much from the game that you can apply, not just in the classroom, but to all facets of life.
Right. But, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't say this. We have the young ladies, championship team on it, the Maryland team. And I'd like to get the coach on for a few minutes. I'm going to just step out and just give my opportunity to say some words, because I don't want y'all women to think, you know, I'm all about girl power now, you know.
Yes.
So give me a few, 1 second, and I'll, you know, step in there.
Sounds good. So, again, so much games going on. 72 teams were in this year's tournament. Amazing, amazing, amazing play going on. But true basketball talent. And I will always say the DMV has always been strong in the hoops category. But if you come here and see, you're going to be a believer. I can truly say that. So joining me now, I have a champion today. How are you feeling, Coach?
I'm feeling great.
All right, Coach. So I did not get your name. So go ahead and tell everybody your name.
James Pollard. Head coach of the Maryland Lady Tigers.
Fifth grade team. Yes, they look amazing. Are you sure they're in fifth grade?
Yes, they are.
I was like, I might have to check some of their birth certificates. They were playing some good basketball. Yeah, so tell me overall, I mean, what was the message that you were telling your team to get the win tonight?
Stay true to who you are.
Okay.
Don't let the other team dictate our style of play.
Yeah.
Let's do the basics.
Yeah.
We're going to be our own worst enemy out here. So we're playing against ourselves.
Yeah.
So we just need to come out and execute.
Come out,
that was the
execute.
Most. That was the most important thing that I was looking for the girls to do. Come out, execute, do the basics, rebounding, pass the ball to our team, the white jersey,
not the other team.
Overall, I was pretty excited about their progress.
Let me ask you, what do you hope they take away from this tournament that they can bring on to the rest of the season?
Discipline.
Okay.
This was a tune-up for us. We're getting ready to go into league play in a couple of weeks, so I wanted to get this tournament in just to get some of the newer players, get their feet wet, and get them going. We're going to be in league play down in D.C. and actually out here in Arbutus in a couple of weeks. So this was the tune-up for us. Did pretty good.
And where is your team based currently?
We are based out of Owings Mills.
Owings Mills, Maryland. Okay,
yeah, we've been around for about 18 years.
Nice, okay.
I had two daughters who come to the program. They're playing college ball now.
Very cool. Where do your daughters play college ball?
St. Francis of PA is one, and the other one plays at Del Valle.
Nice, amazing. So not only are you getting it done as a coach, your daughters are getting it done, your team got it done today.
Yep.
Congratulations on
the
win, Coach.
Thank you so much.
And before I let you leave, tell people where they can find out more about your team.
You can go to MarylandTigers.com. We have teams from the 4th grade all the way to the 11th grade.
Wow, so truly an all-around encompassing team.
Exactly.
Travel team, make sure you come out. He's a winning coach, obviously, but also truly cares about his players. Saw you coaching over there. Great job again, Coach.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, so you guys just heard from a championship player, a championship coach. As I said, I mean, the winners are going all around, but truly even the winners not today, everyone has been playing some great basketball. It's been going really well. Everything has been just amazing. Basketball hoops. And I will say, I mean, I'm just glad they had us out today, because I will say, I think sometimes we look at high school, right, when we think we're going to find the next Kevin Durant, Torrey Walker, Kimbrose of the world. But I will say, you have to start at a young age. I think a lot of the fundamentals are learned at this young age. I remember when I used to play rec league basketball back then.
I knew that was coming.
I had to bring it up.
You know,
but I learned a lot of skills at that young age. Go ahead.
I want to admit that, you know, when I won the city championship back-to-back in girls basketball.
Okay, so I had to throw that in.
But I understand exactly what you're saying. I like the fact that these kids are starting young, and they're understanding the fact that you're a student-athlete first. And I think it helps you in the long runs in terms of kids learn the camaraderie, kids understand teamwork. And this, I can't say enough about this tournament. I think this tournament was something really special to put this together. You're talking about 72 teams?
72 teams.
And you're talking about from the whole DMV.
Across the DMV, yes.
And my DC team lost. DC gave it a college try. But it's, I like the fact that everybody, all three municipalities, shall I say, participated in this. And we had a great turnout here.
The turnout was amazing.
Absolutely. Excuse me.
Parents, first of all, I have to shout out all the parents. So many parents came here supporting their kids. The parent support goes so far.
Even the coaches,
everyone. But when those kids have that support, I mean, they know they can truly do anything, that they can be anything.
Right.
And again, it's the best part of the world is when you do something good and you can look in the stands and see your parent. You're like, yeah, Mom, that was for you. Yeah, Dad, that was for me.
Yeah.
So shout out to the parents that are here today. We met so many great ones. You can see the action is continuing. Looks like we have some girls warming up. So, again, the action is coming on. We have some girls with some medals behind us. Everything is really great. But the action has been really good, right?
Absolutely. I mean, to see all of these different teams play great sportsmanship, I can't say enough about that. and everybody was very competitive out here, Kelsey. I mean, there was yeah, absolutely. And everybody wanted, you know, some of the teams that won, they now here now walking around with their with their medals and their trophies and stuff. So, I'm just excited about it. You know,
I mean, all around, just great action going on. We had such tremendous teams. I said 72 teams. Tournament started yesterday, right? So yesterday, parents were here as early as 9 a.m. in the morning to see the boys and girls play. And that's another important part of this tournament. There were boys and girls team. We have two champions. I think that's very important. And let me tell you, the parents were out for both games, the boys and the girls. Nobody got more love than the other. So it was obviously very, very great.
And the second place team got nice awards, too.
Yeah, they got nice awards.
Right.
So everyone gets trophies here. I'm a fan of that.
That we played.
Because I believe in participation trophies.
Right. Absolutely. Everybody's a winner, though.
Sport team. I hate some people like, oh, I don't care about participation. No. These kids do not have to be playing this game, especially on the travel team side. But we have them here playing their hearts out, getting up. They have to go to school tomorrow, mind you.
Right.
But they're here playing the games. I mean, that you just can't speak enough
and
about.
Still have a few more to go. So determine who's going to be the that's the eighth grade bracket. Yeah.
Game. We have the girls behind us, as you can see. I mean, it's just an exciting time.
Absolutely.
All around exciting time. All right, well, now I know we want to bring on a community supporter of today's tournament. I know we have
Absolutely.
Mr. Charles Olawale. He is, I'll let you introduce, actually, I'll let you do the justice.
Hey, he's the owner of the Maryland Coats, you know. Very outstanding individual in the community, always doing stuff. And he's a minister. That's the kind of stuff that I like. I get excited about the fact that he, you know, he's very supportive in all the things the community does. So, hey, I can't say enough about that guy. And I promise him we'll come to church. You know, I promise we'll come there.
I always got church.
Okay. You know, church is church. And I understand that I'm a Catholic, but I like going to different churches because you
it's
never
good.
Know.
I think however you praise, no matter how you praise, at least you're praising. So I think that's what it is at the end of the day. Well, let's bring him on here and let's talk about the community support aspect. And I mean, all around Maryland. Just continue. I'm biased. Yes, I am from the great state of Maryland. But I will say we support our hoops. We support each other. And just seeing everybody out here has been great. So let's bring on Charles Olawale and I'll let you get him. And while we keep rolling, I mean, again, if you were not out here, I've been so impressed. We've had 4th through 8th graders playing their hearts out on these basketball courts. Truly, truly amazing play. I cannot speak enough about it. But basketball as a tool, basketball as a skill. That has been all around just such a great, tremendous experience. I'm going to have Charles come on while he's setting up, again, the basketball teams that have played here. And they also played at the North Laurel Community Center. So yesterday, had the girls playing there. Had the boys playing here at the Meadowbrook Athletic Complex. But all around, it was just truly, truly great play. And I cannot say enough about all the teamwork here. And I'm honored to be here. But I must say, I was kind of getting a little bit jealous. Kind of made me want to go back on the basketball court. So shout out to my old b-ball days. But I think my knees are telling me otherwise. It's too injury prone towards the end of my career. But I do have to shout out my Clarksburg Coyotes basketball team back in the day. Charles Olawale, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I am wonderful. I'm going to have you scoot over just a little bit so the viewers can see your good side, which is both sides.
Okay.
All right, Charles, let me ask you. We gave you a nice introduction, but I want to talk about the community support aspect. So obviously you own a team that represents the whole state of Maryland.
What brought you out
specifically to this tournament today?
Oh, yeah, I just came to, to have a feel of the much talked about competition, and to experience, the energy in the room and what the kids are doing. I mean, this when you talk about, this kind of competitions, it just helps in so many ways.
Yeah.
Kids that are involved in sports, they are always better academically, because it improves
good
them.
Point. Yeah.
It shows, and also it teaches them how to do team building.
Right.
How to do things together and stuff like that. And then, what about physical health?
Yes.
And what about, the ability to think, and to make decisions on the spot. And these are people who are being groomed, to be leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, and that is exactly what the MFL also is pushing and teaching,
Right.
So we are for all sports,
For all sports.
All sports, entertainment and stuff like that. And at the end of the day, how we can now harness all this gift and talent. And unless to make it, into a better community and a better, economic planning for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I can tell. You touched on so many great points. For one, I think we always talk about the childhood obesity crisis that is occurring. Through sports, these kids are staying active, staying healthy.
Yes,
what we want. At the end of the day, not everyone's going to go on to be pro.
Yes.
We know that. But the skills that you learn right here on the basketball court, especially the teamwork aspect.
It.
I know. Well, that's true. They might not know it yet, but we know it. But hey, it might be some pro. We might be seeing some future WNBA players out here, NBA players.
Yeah.
You just never know. But even if you do go pro, guess what? At the end of the day, your career is going to end, unfortunately, because your body is going to catch up with you, and you're not going to be able to play pro for the rest of your life.
Yes.
So the skills that you learn will help you a long time in whatever business you work in, especially the teamwork aspect, because you do have to learn collaboration.
Definitely.
You might work with some people you might not like.
Yes.
Some people might not just get the plays.
Yes.
Guess what? You got to work with them still.
Yes.
You got to make it work. And
problem
that's what you learn here.
Yes.
Problem-solving skills.
Yes.
That's huge. That's huge. And you can't take that away.
To think on your feet.
And that's very important.
Yeah,
that's true. Because you might have a play called by your coach.
Yes.
It might not be, the player might not be open to make that shot.
Yes.
You might have to go in and make that shot. And hopefully you make it. But guess what?
Yes.
You learn how to problem solve. And you make things work. And then also, I think when you fall down, you learn to get back up.
Definitely.
It'll knock you down in life. Sometimes you'll fall hard on the court. But guess what? You're going to get back up and you're going to keep playing.
Yes,
and you really learn what it means to play for a team.
Yes.
Again, no I in team.
Yeah.
And you learn that here, right?
Yes,
and we've just seen so much. And I think the youth learning at such a young age, Charles, we saw 4th through 8th graders giving their all on the basketball court.
Yes.
I mean, just truly tremendous to see. Seeing their trophies and everyone just so proud and so happy. Boys and girls.
And then one other thing that it does is that it boosts their self-esteem.
Yes, boosts their self-esteem.
Yeah, it boosts their self-esteem. You know, you don't see them. You don't see people play sports. Kids play like this. Being bullied and all this stuff, you know, because it boosts their self-esteem. It makes them to know that they are who they are, you know. They are stars.
That's very true. Let me tell you, I played sports growing up, and nobody could mess with me when I was in school. And you were proud when you got to wear your jersey, and then you just represented something, right?
Definitely.
You represent something bigger than yourself.
Yes.
When you get to play with these teams that are here today, you're not just representing yourself, you're not just representing your family, you're representing your community.
Definitely.
And I think that's what we're seeing here today, and that's why it's so great to have the community support here today.
Yes.
And again, these players are just learning what it takes to really, I would say, survive in life, right? I mean, you learn everything.
You're right.
I'm all for sports.
You're
some
correct.
People who think that sports aren't needed in schools,
that
it should be more academic time. You need the physical education.
No.
You need the sports. But it's, again, it's about being well-rounded.
Definitely.
Well-rounded. And
These
are student athletes. So these kids are also getting the job done in the classroom, right? These are not just kids that are are jocks and not doing anything. No, they're getting the job done in the classroom. To play in this tournament, you had to meet the GPA requirements. Athletes.
Yeah.
We're teaching them young. Student athletes.
So
no shortcuts.
With that, just like you eloquently said, that gives them another motivation to do well in school.
Right. You want to make sure you can get on the court, right? Because it's the worst. Right. If you can play and then you've got a bad grade and you can't be out here, let me tell you, that's probably the worst feeling in the world, because you want to be out there helping your team and you don't want to let your team down.
Yeah.
So, all in all. All right. Well, last words, Charles. I mean, favorite part of this tournament today?
Okay. My favorite part was when the awards were being given.
Yes.
And I saw the faces of the kids.
The faces
I saw
lit
the
up.
Sense of accomplishment. I saw the sense of purpose.
And
when I shook their hands and I saw, you know, how much confidence and it gives to them, you know, they have actually achieved something, you know, and so nobody can take that away from them, you know.
Right.
And so,
well, I might try to take the trophy.
No.
I'm not gonna lie, they were pretty nice. I had it on my trophy case.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Charles,
thank you,
for joining
thank you, thank
us today,
okay,
and I will bring back my co-host.
Thank you.
The awards keep continuing to go on, and let me continue to give shout-outs to all the teams that were playing here today. So right now, we just had action wrap-up for the Columbia Ravens boys versus the HCYP Elite 5th grade team. We also had a middle school team playing, and the Maryland Hurricanes facing the Glenwood Middle School. Yes, Glenwood Middle School. And then last but not least, we had the Columbia Ravens and Maryland Lady Tigers, which was the action that we saw behind us, and where the Maryland Lady Tigers 5th graders won. So, I mean, at the end of the night, it all goes down for the championship, but so much great basketball talent. And I will be the first to say, I think some of the greatest basketball talent in the nation comes from right here in the DMV.
Okay, I can agree with you on that. You know, being a product of the DMV, you know, being the product of DMV, I really enjoyed it. As with everything else, I'll be a part of. I'm a part of a kid's sport. So, hey, I can't say enough of what I've seen today. I mean, very exciting, and it's getting better. Like you said, later on, and, you know, we have a couple of more championship teams, but, you know, I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Everything has been going really good. We are going to keep the action rolling, but we are going to head to a quick commercial break, and then we will be right back.
Okay.
Sorry, Glenn. I didn't know what you were trying to say.
No, you This is Kelsey Nelson. No, not on the
air. Hi, how are you?
She's just going to put your information in there.
Okay, so what's your first name? First name is Melissa. You're the head coach of the ladies' show. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Did you watch Robert now? Yeah, tell Robin after we gonna get him on right after we get on. Yeah, 2 minutes. Okay.
2 minutes. Okay. All right. So those last two, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's it.
Those are the last two we have for these, right?
Yeah.
Right now, yes.
Yeah, but that's it. Cause we not the show is not that.
Good.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Okay, so
they, I know who they are.
Okay.
They're the Pro Power Elite versus the Mixed.
Okay.
So then just three more interviews.
Yeah.
Okay.
32 seconds.
30 seconds, okay. So we'll come back from commercial break. Ready? We're about to come back home. Oh, your arm. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Meadowbrook Athletic Center.
Ladies girl, okay.
Welcome back to the Meadowbrook Athletic Complex. We are out in Howard County, Maryland. We're listening with
way out in Howard County, Maryland.
We're listening with KNN. It's live to you. We're so much great hoop action. Yes, basketball season is upon us, where we're broadcasting from the 2018 Mid-Atlantic Fall Hoops Classic. I had to get my jump shot
in.
I had to show off just a little bit. You know,
just a little bit.
That's so funny we're here, because I'm actually going to start playing basketball again. I found me a nice little adult league to play in. So
the last time we played, you caused us to lose the game.
No,
I don't know.
You
were missing a lot of shots. You were missing a lot of shots.
I'm going to start being like Kobe when I play it. Just, I'm going to do it all and take the last shot.
Yeah, okay. We're going to find out about that.
I tried to be a team player. But it's okay. But we have team players here behind us. So much great action. We have a lot of great interviews coming up. But again, so much action going on. Howard County, I grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland. I did not get to come out here a lot. Of course, the teams I played were not out here. Even though Montgomery County hoops are still good and were good when I was back there, Howard County has some true talent, but I like this tournament because it's not just teams from Howard County. We've had teams from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia
you mentioned
in
a
the
sore
house
spot.
Today.
D.C. lost.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
The fact that all of them participated, and I mean, the tournament, I just can't get over the fact that 72 teams was in this tournament.
It's huge.
That's huge.
It's huge.
Absolutely.
You can't
huge.
Take that away. 72 teams. A lot of great action going on.
Right.
But you know what? We're going to continue on, and we're going to hear from a lady who actually got the win today. Because, you know, we all care about
Lady Hurricanes.
Yes, shout out to the Lady Hurricanes. We're going to bring on Melissa Slade. She's the head coach for the 7th grade Maryland Lady Hurricanes.
First year in the tournament, and they won.
First year in the tournament, won. Now that the bar has been set high.
Absolutely.
You already know that.
Got to do it again. You know.
We're going to be second. But you know what? Let's bring her on. I'm going to talk to her about her win today. And then you guys will get to hear back from my co-host, Mr. Richard Miles Sr. of the Minor Football League. So I will let you go
and
get our guests, and we will keep this hoop action continuing on. But let me just say, lots of great basketball talent. I cannot trust that enough. I'm a very hard coach when it comes to basketball talent. But it's so good to see these youth playing at such a young age and learning the fundamental skills. I think sometimes when we're watching skills going on in basketball, sometimes we miss those skill sets being on there. But, again, lots of great action coming on. And here is the lady of the hour. I have Melissa Slade joining me. Melissa, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Glad to have you here. Congratulations first on
Thank
the win.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me just ask you. Let's start it off. How is your team feeling after today's big win in this tournament?
They're doing great. We have come so far. My team has been together for a little over a year.
Okay.
We just added one new girl, and we have grown so much in the past season. We've struggled. You know, we've had our ups and downs, but we're really starting to see them go by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, just continuing to grow. Let me ask, what was your message heading into the game today?
To go full throttle defense. Yeah. I mean, they know defense wins games. You know that. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Yeah,
so.
It's great seeing them play. And how do you hope this tournament experience will help them for the rest of the season?
I definitely see some confidence building, and you know that's just going to keep. I'm hoping we're going to keep that momentum going, and where we're going. And we did a lot of man today.
Okay.
Man has been one of our struggles as a team.
Understand.
And we played man the whole second half in this game, so we did some good stuff on that.
And just tell me, I mean, from of course every game you want to learn from. So what do you think the biggest lesson your team will take away from this tournament experience today?
The biggest lesson, just, you know, never to give up, to continue to pressure the ball, keep working, you know, don't focus on the mistakes, and then just keep growing from those mistakes, so.
And one other question I have to ask you, I've been so impressed with the parent support out here for this entire tournament. How much do you think that contributed to your team's win?
Oh, major. Yeah. Without these parents, you know, we would not be here, so
yeah,
taking them to practice and bringing them there on a Friday night when we have a practice.
Yes.
So, yes, and cheering us on. My parents are great,
oh,
so
wonderful.
They're always positive.
Loved having that. And so. Before we let you leave, can you tell us more information about your team and where listeners can find out more?
We are the Maryland Hurricanes.
Yes.
We are based in Severin, Anne Arundel County. We practice at Spalding Archbishop High School, Spalding. And you can find us at MarylandHurricanes.com.
Perfect.
So,
perfect. Well, thank you so much, Melissa Slate, joining us. Congratulations to the Maryland Hurricanes. As you guys can see them behind me, big win today in the tournament. Again, Howard County Youth Programs Tournament. Lots of great basketball action. Melissa, thanks so much for joining me.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It has been a blast. And again, congratulations to these young females. True talent. You guys will continue to see them. I'm telling you, I saw just all around amazing talent. I know you're so proud of your team.
Yes, I
Thanks
am.
So much, Melissa. Well, I
Thank
will bring
you.
My co-host back. We are going to keep the action rolling. The championship game will be here live tonight at 8 p.m. We're bringing you all the action. So right now, we have all the semifinal games going on. Congratulations to these ladies behind me. I mean, if you guys can't see them, they're so proud. They got these amazing trophies. Hug all around, just great, great play. I mean, can you, Miles, I've just been so impressed with these young ladies. And the men. I want to make sure I give the men talent as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, surprisingly enough, this was their first year in the tournament.
Right.
And they won.
Amazing.
I mean, so you have to be excited about that. Your first year in the tournament, you win. Nice group of young ladies. I was over there talking with some of them and the coaches and everything.
Yeah.
So they really, you know, I mean, they put a lot of in it. They, you know, they came in here with no expectations, really. You know, they just want to play, get an opportunity to play in a tournament of this magnitude. And they did really well.
So, really well. They did very well.
Right, absolutely.
Won, right?
Nothing and losing everything in the game. So they came out really good. So
when they go back home, they're going to be the cool girls in school.
Absolutely.
They got that big win.
Yeah.
Smiles on faces on Monday.
They're going to be tired tomorrow, though.
They are going to be tired.
They'll be tired.
I know they're going to be tired.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't even get on the court, so I know they're going to be exhausted. But all around, just a good team. And I like what the coach said. I mean, the parent support has been huge. I think a lot of times with these travel teams, as a person who used to play travel teams, my dad was at every single game. Let me tell you, it takes a lot to be a parent and be on the road with these teams. But that parent support is crucial, and it has been so beautiful to see out here in Howard County, Maryland.
Right.
So, I mean,
well,
you have kids, so you understand.
Absolutely. Don't remind me of all that. You know, I have to go and
Believe
sit out there.
Believe me, my parents do not miss me being
right.
an athlete.
It's hard.
It's a lot.
But
it's
gratifying the fact that you're there. They need that support from their parents.
They do.
And being there, you'd be surprised.
Not just parents, the whole family. I saw grandparents,
absolutely.
Brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles.
Yeah.
The whole family.
And you would think they were playing in the game.
That's true. I
like
a lot,
to watch
hey, a lot
this,
of
yeah.
us wanted to switch and get in those games, I'm sure. We were all remembering
know about
the glory
you.
Days.
You know, your jump shot is gone. But anyway.
I think I must be the only person in America who gets shaded on her own show, but it's okay.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's okay. The listeners understand the skills. So make sure you follow along. And make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Real K Nelson. And on Facebook at Kelsey Nicole Nelson, where I post all my updates. But this show has just truly been amazing because the reason why it's very important to me to come to this tournament today is because I want to showcase skills at all levels, right? I think all the time
right.
we talk about the pros. So we talk about the people who've come from this area. You have Kevin Durant, right? Melo
right.
Trimble. I have to shout out to the Maryland Terrapins. So
right.
much great talent has come from right here, right?
Right.
But I think a lot of times we forget about the future coming
right.
up, right? Those aren't going to be the last big names that come from this area. You're probably looking at some of the big names
right.
behind us that are going to come
know,
from this area.
Well, you know the old saying, they know the glory, but they don't know the story. And right
it's
now,
true.
This is the story eyeing this basketball. Just start with the youth right now.
It starts
and
with
them
the youth.
Learning early will carry on through their basketball career, be it high school, college, or even further, you know.
And even if you don't hear their name in a sports sense, you probably want to hear them in another type of career field, right?
Oh,
I mean, because I can tell already, these kids, if they can put in the work to win a basketball game, or even just showing up here and playing well here, they're going to succeed
right.
in whatever they want to do.
Right.
Those are my future basketball players, probably future scientists, doctors, lawyers. Everything
STEM
is probably
program.
Behind us.
Absolutely.
Yes, the STEM. And we just see it at a young age, which is amazing. Again, and talent from all over the DMV area. I am biased. I said this on the show earlier, but I think the best basketball talent comes from here. It was so funny. I think it was Ray Lewis's son. Ray Lewis has one of his kids that play like football in this area, and he had a shirt like DMV
right.
Sports are the best or something like that. But I need to get one because I'm a big believer of the talent that comes through here. And I want to shout out the Howard County Youth Program's basketball team for having me here today. It's been such a blast, and I'm
right.
glad I got to come
glad
out
to be here.
Was not missing this for anything.
Right.
Was not
right.
missing this for anything.
And I'm glad to be here. And like I say, it was worth it. And I look forward to hopefully in the future coming back because, I mean, they do a tremendous job out here. I have to give kudos to their staff. They made us very warm and welcome here. They showed a lot of nice hospitality.
Yes.
So I want to just give a shout out to them as
yes.
well.
Yeah, so let me tell you, the hospitality was amazing. I feel so honored to be here. Thanks to all the great fans, people that I met with. You guys are the reason why I do what I do and why I can do what I do. Without your support, the show would not go on. I would not be able to broadcast and do the fun and cool things that I get to do. But it's because of them. And honestly, I like interviewing the youth at a young age because as I can follow you throughout your career, you can grow with me as I grow as a sports
right.
reporter, you grow as an athlete. And guess what? I'll remember you when you were little, and I remember the way you used to dribble and the way you dribble when you get older. Like, it kind of goes full throttle and circle. I think LeBron James is the best person or example of that. LeBron James, the person who is the first interviews with LeBron is guess who? The guy that's been covering him since middle school and high school, right?
Right.
And even now in the NBA, LeBron remembers that. So if anybody gets the interview first, it's going to be him.
Right.
Right. A lot of those athletes remember those people that have followed them throughout their career. So it's just truly, truly, truly a tremendous thing to watch, things to go. And I mean, again, just so much great talent. You can see the girls warming up behind us. We have some more action coming on. Telling you guys, you do not want to miss this action. All right, Miles, what do you think so far? You holding up? We've been here since yesterday. The action.
Hey, it gets better. You know, absolutely, it gets better. Like I said, these young people put in a lot of effort into this, as you know. And, I mean, it's worth you coming out and you see, especially you have young ones. Even if you don't have any young ones, if it's your neighbor's kids, you want to come out there and show that support. And that's what I like about this, because I'm quite sure these are all not family members. It's
right,
people in the community came
members.
Out as well. So I'm excited about that.
All right, well, let's get ready to bring on our next guest. I'm about to bring on Robert Worthington, which is a name you should remember
yeah.
because he is the tournament director. So he's been a busy man. I have not get to get too much in contact with him because he's been running around, but planning all the 72 teams were all here today because of the next man. He is the man of the hour, so let's bring him on.
Absolutely.
All right, well, Miles is switching out. Robert Worthington is truly a tremendous individual in this community, putting all this together. I mean, he's just not a tournament director that's sitting down. He's been at all the games, making sure everyone's happy. And smiling, Robert has been everywhere, keeping us all happy and in good spirits. I was just bragging about how great you've been during the tournament. Again, this is Robert Worthington. Robert, how are you?
I'm really tired, Kelsey.
I know you are. Tournament directing is not an easy thing.
I'm really happy you guys gave me a microphone because my voice is completely gone.
It's gone. You know,
we've had over 200 games this weekend.
Amazing.
And it's run a really exciting tournament, boys and girls. We're very excited. We've just crowned some champions. We have two more champions to go tonight and
amazing.
Stuff. Finish up a great, great weekend.
Yeah. Well, tell us before, because everyone's excited, right, about the championship going on. Who's playing tonight? Do we know yet?
Right. In our boys championship, we have Pro Power Elite West.
Okay.
And those guys are going to play Mixer Virginia.
Mixer Virginia.
Really, really great guys. They've actually played earlier in the tournament.
Nice. Okay.
They had a really, really exciting game. Very athletic team.
Yeah.
Well-coached team. So we're looking forward for a great championship game for our 8th grade boys.
Nice. Okay.
In our 8th grade girls championship game, we have our Sparta team going against our Lady Cavs. Again, Lady Cavs have been
nice.
Very dominant in this
yes.
tournament. So
yeah.
they're very exciting. They're very in a very, very fast-paced game. So we're looking forward for some exciting basketball for both of my championship
oh
games.
Oh, my
tonight.
Gosh. So we are looking forward to that. And all around, I know you've been running around, but tell me this far. I mean, what has been your favorite part of this tournament this year?
I'm not going to say it's organizing it because that's been really, really busy.
Yeah.
Having me running crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's just being watching the excitement on the kids' faces and watching them go through this tournament and stuff and have a chance to put on a uniform. Someone for the very, very first time, be a part of a team.
Yeah.
And we try to enforce the fact that we're not just making basketball players. We're trying to build character in our young people, our boys and girls.
Yes.
So therefore, I think that's really been the exciting part for me. And to see those kids put their uniforms on, to see them raise those championship trophies and those medals, that's been the best part for me.
You cannot erase that. I mean, I was honored to even be in the picture with them when they had those trophies. But just seeing their smiles on their faces,
incredible.
Erase that away. Just
absolutely
true,
not.
Pure excitement, Rob. But I have to give you props for putting this together. And tell the listeners, I don't think anybody knows how much it goes to putting into a tournament really of this magnitude. I mean, tell me, how was the planning process? How did we get here today?
We got here today. HCYP, Howard County Youth Programs, has a program of boys and girls ages 4th through 8th grade.
Okay.
And we have a league that runs middle school basketball. We have travel teams. And we're trying to build a program that actually mimics the high school program. We want our young kids to start playing basketball on an organized level as early as possible. And that started us with saying, look, what do those people do that bring their kids and their older kids into it? And it's like, let's play a tournament. Let's get our kids going.
Love
it's a preseason tournament to kick off our season.
Yeah.
And it started with that. And we started organizing. And we started contacting some travel teams and some middle school teams.
Amazing.
Got them together. A lot of the Howard County Youth Program middle school teams are playing in this tournament. Our returning champion, Bonnie Branch Middle School Boys, played in this tournament and got to the semifinals.
Amazing.
So it was really representative with the league. And we had a great time. And it was a lot of planning, but we had a lot of coordination, a lot of help with some partners, including yourself.
Yes.
We really appreciate you being
here.
and it turned out really great for us.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And your sponsors, I know, have also been playing a big part. So why don't we shout them out?
Right.
Because, of course, none of this could happen without them.
Absolutely. Like, again, we talked about HCYP, but we had Bolt Athletics and Under Armour providing our uniforms for the majority of our basketball team.
Wonderful.
We had the B-ball machine people here talking about skill training and building your basketball skills and your handles.
Yeah.
We had the guys here from Give and Grow, which is a basketball program for young basketball players, boys and girls. Those guys were fantastic here.
Yeah.
And our provider of our awards and trophies was Crown Awards. They provided some fantastic trophies and medals for our athletes, so it was a fantastic tournament.
Yeah, all
great
around,
support.
All encompassing.
Yes,
the community
absolutely.
Support has been huge. So before I let you go, how big has the community support played into making this tournament a success?
Right. As I said, we had over 200 games this weekend, Kelsey.
Amazing.
We had more than 60 teams.
And he's not sweating.
I'm sweating because I'm running around. I'm sweating because I'm running around. We had teams that come as far as Virginia. We had some teams coming in South D.C. and Maryland, all around Maryland. And we had their parents and their community come in and support them. We probably had in excess of 1,000 spectators through the week. We ran three gyms, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in most of the games.
Wow.
So it was a fantastic turnout, fantastic support. And again, our community came through and was very supportive of what the kids did today.
I loved it. We're glad to be here. Shout out to the community. I mean, from all, as you said, all across the DMV coming here today. Before I let you leave, Robert, how can people find out more information about this tournament and about Howard County Youth Programs?
Right. Howard County Youth Program. We have our website at hcypbasketball.org. Again, you can go there. You'll find our contact information. You can find out about our league. Search out our schedule. We post our schedules there. We play a game of our league season from December to March.
Okay.
Again, fantastic boys and girls middle school basketball. We play at the area high schools. They've been very supportive of the program. And we're looking forward. Again, we're trying to expand that program. We want to get all the middle schools and stuff in Howard County involved. We're going to expand now at the end of this year in March. We're going to have a middle school basketball championship. We're
going to
go with the middle school champions from Howard County, Montgomery County, Frederick County, and Washington County.
We're going to
play a Final Four for middle school basketball players at Hood College in Frederick, Maryland. So we're looking forward to that and stuff. It's going
to
be in March. We
want
to have you there.
I'll be biased. I'm from Montgomery County, so you don't have to go for my MoCo team.
So we're looking forward to it. It would definitely make sure we get hope to see you there, Kelsey.
Yeah, I would love to. I'd love to be there. Robert, thank you so much for joining us. Again, this is Robert Worthington. He is the man of the hour. I'm glad I've got you. I don't know if you're going to be on. I know you've been busy
running around. Thank you very much. I appreciate
you guys,
Kelsey. Thank you. Okay, looking forward to it.
I'll bring my co-host back, Mr. Richard Miles Sr.
Right.
But again, you guys just heard just the humbleness in his voice. I mean, doing this for the community, it was all around just fantastic, and it was truly great. I mean, I'm glad we could truly, just be here today. So all around, I mean, it was just a great tournament. Don't you think, Miles?
Absolutely. Great tournament. And as I'm saying, you have all these different people to make this thing happen, and this is a great program. And I just look forward to being a part of this all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And it, you know, what can I say? These kids are doing a great job, and it's kudos to the parents that's out here because it reminds me of the days.
And they were here
all day long for 2 days. I mean,
amazing.
You know, and some of them still here. And as I stated earlier, the tournament's still going on. So this is something that if you're not a part of it, you need to be a part of it.
It's very true.
Whether you have kids or not, it's just that overall support system that you need for young kids coming up playing basketball, AAU, and even club ball. Because as you stated earlier, it takes a lot to put a tournament together of this magnitude. It's not easy.
And, over 200 games.
Absolutely.
Like,
and, you know, the people still here. I'm just excited about it. As you see in the background, some two girls team, they battling back there. And everybody want to, you know, go home and win it. You know, school is tomorrow, but they're not thinking about that right now. Right now, they're thinking about
going to class as winners. Let me tell you, when you walk in the classroom as a champion, as a winner,
right,
you walk in more confident, right? And then everyone's going to just be proud. I think that's what it's all about, right?
Not so bad you're dozing off in class because you say, well, they tell the teacher the reason why. Right.
They've been here
absolutely.
But again, just so much great talent. Howard County Youth Programs, I mean, they do all types of sports, but basketball as a tool is something that I can attest to. I'll just tell a little personal story. So basketball was something that helped propel me in my career. When I was younger, I was actually one of Caron Butler's 3Ds to succeed winner. If you're a Washington Wizards fan, you know that name, Caron Butler. So I was chosen. They actually came to my school with the camera crew. So let me tell you, I might have been popular, but then I became the most popular girl in school, and I had the cameras coming. Caron Butler come and surprise me for my dedication, determination, and discipline, not only on the basketball court, but in the classroom. And that's something I've always been a big proponent of. Of course, now I don't play professional sports. I cover sports. But every lesson I learned as an athlete, it's carried me so far.
Did you win that bike he was giving away?
I didn't get a bike.
Also, one of those programs.
Hold on, I'm going to call Caron.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's actually going to be a guest on my show, and it was so cool. I touched base with Caron the other day. Literally, he's like, oh, my God, like, I can't believe you're one of my 3Ds to succeed winner. And now, I mean, look at you. He's just very proud, and it was all around his grade. He's doing some great things now as an analyst and really still in the community. I mean, Caron is just an all-around great team. But let me tell you, with the way the Wizards are playing, we might have to get Caron out of retirement.
Get time is early. Season earlier.
It's so early.
You know, so
I've been trying to tell Wizards fans that, but my mentions have not been feeling the same way, but it's okay. We'll help John Wall and the Wizards squad get it together. And even then, I mean, I wish they could actually be out here today because just seeing all around this great talent at a young age. And they're playing fundamental basketball. That's something I think we miss in the pros, the true skill set.
Passing the ball.
And actually playing out the plays, okay? And actually defense. We get to see some defense.
Right.
It's actually refreshing.
It's refreshing to see some of them trying to play defense. And that's a part of it, you know, learning how to play defense. Because right now, even in college and definitely in the pros, I think they forgot that defense. You know,
I think that word gone. The game has become more offensive, right? Like, literally now, whenever I go talk to kids.
The big men. No more big men. No more post
everybody
players.
Everybody wants to be Steph Curry now. Literally. No joke. Everybody wants
even
to be Steph Curry.
Even the 6'11 guys want to be. No one wants to play post.
The bigs have changed, right? Because now you have to be able to shoot that three ball. So you best believe all these coaches are making sure their kids can shoot from behind the arc. Because if you can't shoot from behind the arc now, you're not as valuable in the league anymore. It's become a game where that perimeter shot is so vital. But I will say, as a person that loves the game and as a former post player, I still love a true big. And I'm a believer of a true center. I know that's a term that's losing more strength,
right.
But I am a believer of the true center.
It's almost forgotten. And it's a shame, right?
Remember we had Earl Monroe on. We were talking about that. The game has just changed so much.
So much.
And Earl Pro Monroe will be the first to tell you. And make sure you check out his documentary going on right now, Basketball Love Story. It's pretty good.
Right. It's nice. Good. And, you know, listen to people like that, legends in their own right.
Yeah.
Phil Chenier, and you know, the post position is almost non-existent now.
Yeah.
No one wants to play the post. Everybody wants to shoot. And
everybody wants the highlight reels.
Right. And when you think about it, you go down, and the game do get tight. You need a post position, and they don't have it. You take the three points.
I like me a Shaquille O'Neal type player, right? Because when Shaquille was backing you up in the post, it wasn't much you
absolutely
could do.
Absolutely.
It wasn't much you could do.
You need to go inside.
Or like a big baby.
Yeah.
All those types of players. It was only so much you could do once they got inside the post. But I mean, basketball is continuing to change. I'm glad to see these youth not only play basketball to be basketball players, but really just to keep them active. I think we just need to go back to keeping our youth active. Every day on the news, you talk about childhood obesity. How everyone's playing Fortnite. I still have not had a chance to play Fortnite. I might have to play because everyone's talking about it. But even that, the video game aspect. And let me tell you, I was a big Nintendo 64 and all that when I was a kid. But best believe I was always on the basketball court. I had to do my homework, but I was a good student. But I was on the basketball court playing in the playgrounds. When I go back home to visit my parents, I don't see kids on the basketball court anymore. I have to playgrounds even. And it's a lost art. Even the, what do you call them at the restaurants? The play pins, like at Burger King and McDonald's. That used to be fun.
Right.
I don't see kids playing there anymore. I don't know what's happened, but it's just not a thing anymore.
Well, like you say, I could not afford a Nintendo even if they had it out at that time. So we had no choice but to go outside and play.
I would have let you play. No, I would have watched you, though, because kids... Some kids are trying to steal it.
Yeah, but you know that
Pokemon,
you know, we got
or
out,
anything that kept me active.
We got our exercise. We was out playing, out and about playing sports, and you know I think that's becoming a lost art as well.
Yeah.
But to see this now, the kids finally getting back to playing sports again, be it in different tournaments and stuff, I think that's very exciting.
And I think the basketball tournaments go so far because again, if you want to be a true basketball player, you're playing basketball year round. I mean, I remember, like, to make that shot, you had to be a good athlete, right? To make that shot. I remember when I used to struggle at the line, all right? So I remember I was shooting free throws for, like, I used to have to shoot, like, when I was playing AAU basketball, I was shooting 200 a night to make sure I was making it in the game.
And you still did
and
make
I used
it.
To think I did make it in the game, all right? The pressure was on. Ice baths, I don't miss those. I don't miss being sore, but, I mean, it's just the all-around training competition. But basketball, you just learn so much from. And I love basketball till this day. I played it.
Right.
I still loved it. I tried a lot of sports growing up. I played soccer. I did NFL flag football league. I like to throw that out there because we were good. Boys and girls club team, we were very good. But even then, I mean, four square, dodgeball, everything I played, right? Kickball master. I learned just
dodgeball
so many things
master.
From it. I love dodgeball as well. I'm sad they took that out of schools now. They said it's dangerous.
Yeah,
Those big red balls did hurt, but that's why you learn how to dutch and you learn how to dodge or you learn how to catch it because you did not want to get hit by that big red ball.
Yeah, but the ball was so big at that time, you couldn't get hurt.
It was
as long as people didn't try to throw them at your head and stuff. Now they got smaller where they can grip them.
Because I've seen people's glasses
breaking
stuff.
So, you know.
Germans outbranch boys and girls, so we had some brutal dodgeball games. My sister went there and they're not even allowed to play now. It's
no, because kids throw the ball at your head now as opposed to they don't like the fact that they can't get you.
But I am for safety. I will say that. As much as I'm a dodgeball, I am for safety. No one should be getting hurt.
Right.
But, I mean, and that's what times are now. We see sports. We see more and more people making sure that sports are safe. Because, yes, we love sports. We want to make sure our kids are safe playing it, right? We have concussion protocols going on for football, for soccer. Soccer actually leads for concussions. I think people forget in soccer, what are you doing? You're head bunting.
Right.
Not. So people forget soccer. We think football first when we think of concussions. But, I mean, it can go on all the time.
Right.
All the time.
So you really have to look at how the game is played, and they're taking a lot of precautions now with kids, and you have a lot of parents don't want their kids to play football.
It's
so,
true. It's true. Football numbers have been going down, and that's America's game now.
Right.
And that's
but it's a lot of, but the other sports is more dangerous than football. You know, football, you got equipment on. Soccer, you don't. Shin guards is the only thing you have. So, I don't know about that. That's something need to be looked at because they talking about the different tests they're running for football, the concussion factor. But as you stated earlier, soccer is very dangerous.
Yeah.
Basketball is dangerous. So
basketball is. But I will say, I want to give props because the true attention that has been given to the players here. We haven't seen no players get hurt really bad. Everyone's been very attentive and making sure this game is played safe.
Oh, absolutely.
And shout out to the refs. That's something you think you would never say when you're playing the game. But when you get older, you realize that
we need the refs, but then we can blame
them
when something go wrong.
But that's true. Especially on football Sundays. Let's
in every sport, they always want to blame the officials.
That's true. But officials, it takes a true job to be an official.
Right.
Right? You have parents yelling at you. You have players yelling at you. But guess what? I mean, you have to be running up and down the court. But to be an official, I mean, it takes true talent, true skill, and true love of the game.
Right.
True love of the game.
And then what a call to official may should not have a bearing on the game. So I'm not, you know, too much of a fan of people always saying because of the officiating.
Right.
Officiating has
a game is a game.
It.
And honestly, if a play was meant to be done, I'm not on the ref either.
Right. You execute, you know, the play, you know.
And then as I end my show, there's always another play. Well, until the end of the game. But there's always
there
another
play.
There
you go. Play. It's always
no
play.
And that's what I always say. Same thing. Same thing about fantasy football. Some people break their hearts and stuff over that type of stuff. No. There's always another day.
Right.
You got to be forward thinking, and that's what we're seeing behind us. I mean, I have to be to say, from peeking behind at the talent behind me, some of these shots being made at their age is truly incredible. Let me tell you, there's some people who cannot make these shots till way later.
Well, you know,
in
these,
life.
Well, that's what these young kids doing now. They're working on the shot now. You know, they're taking shots from all over the court as opposed to when they play with a big man, you know.
It's true. Now you do have to learn how to play all over the court. And now guess what? Teams are practicing that half court shot because now you're not expected to just throw the ball up at half court at the end of the game or before halftime. You're expected to make that shot, right?
Right.
It's a different ball game now. Think about shot. When we see a half-court shot being made now, it's not as much of a surprise.
No, not at all. As we're getting ready for another, I think the eighth graders getting ready for their championship game.
All
over
right,
there.
So the boys are getting ready. We have the girls going on. Boys and girls action occurring here at Meadowbrook Athletics Complex, and I think that's huge. Again, because I think we're in a time right now. We see WNBA players constantly calling out the pay inequity, and I think this is a good time to talk about it. So we saw the G League just raise the salary for G League players, and WNBA players like, hey, what about us? Let me tell you, the ladies give the same amount of effort, all right, as the NBA players, but they're not paid the same. And also, the community support isn't there. For some reason, I've noticed that. It seems, unless you're at a UConn or unless you're at a Phoenix Suns type of thing, the support seems to dwindle. As someone who covers the Washington Mystics here, it's a big difference between going to a Washington Wizards game and a Washington Mystics game. It should not be that way, right? Because both teams represent Washington. A lot of people have daughters, and they might have even played the game. But I think we need to get the same respect to both games, because it's the same skill set that goes into the game. Just like these girls out here are giving the same effort as the boys. It's no difference. And I'm passionate about this because I used to play. Let me say,
right.
I'm
well,
very
of course you're
going to
say that because you play. But on a serious note, you're right. I think the women should get paid as much as their effort there. But I think sometimes people put too much emphasis on gender, and I don't think we should. That's going to always be a factor, but, you know, the women play hard. You know, I've been there and watched, see you cover some of the games and missed the game. They almost got away with it this year. They almost won.
The Mystics
almost
were almost the champions. We almost had another champion at the Washington Capitals.
Okay.
We almost had the Washington Mystics.
Right.
Now, with the way the Washington Wizards are playing right now, not even putting them in the
It's early yet.
But,
it's early
the,
yet.
The Washington
I keep telling people
Redskins today, unfortunately, didn't win. It's just,
It's early yet. You know,
but Washington
it's early
still
yet.
Leads the pack, so who knows? I mean, I would, hey, Washington Redskins, maybe they'll get the job done.
Yeah,
but,
well, the Redskins just a little better than everybody else in the division. Just a little better. And sometimes that's all
division.
You, well, that's all you, that's all it takes sometimes, just to be a little bit better than the next opponent.
I do have to give a quick shout out. We're in Ellicott City, basically. I do have to give a shout out to the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson getting the job done for his first career start for the Baltimore Ravens. Pretty good.
Absolutely. But you also good. Have to give a shout out to Bowie State. You know,
yes, Bowie State in this area also beating West Alabama, which is another huge one. Again, Maryland's
Maryland
right
almost
now.
Got away with
Maryland's
it. You know,
getting the job done.
You know, sometimes.
And I said some of the big names from Maryland. I think Kevin Durant is probably the most recognizable name. PG County stand up because Kevin Durant doing his thing out in Golden State. As long as Draymond Green leaves him alone, we saw some of the confrontations between the two. But Kevin Durant is all around just a great
that's
player.
The only thing that hurt that team out there, jealousy.
They can only hurt themselves. I said that the Warriors can only beat themselves.
Right.
That's the only thing that can beat them right now, right?
Absolutely.
In the East, we see it's not getting done. But going back to the attention of these teams right now.
These young people.
I mean, I just can't say enough about it. And first of all, I was about to say, I'm a little bit jealous because they have the names on the back of the jersey. That was not on my middle school team. I might have to go call out my old coach. I would have been proud to have Nelson on the back. You don't get that until you're in high school, right? I mean, and even
didn't have it in high school when I was in school.
Not all high schools have it. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Didn't have that at all.
Shout out to the names on the back early. I think that's such a great thing. There's so much pride when you have not just
absolutely.
The number. But the name, I mean, it's just a recognition thing that comes with it. And I think Robert alluded to it earlier in the sponsors of this tournament, making sure these uniforms are here for these teams.
And given given these kids at a young age this kind of exposure.
The exposure
I think
is huge.
That makes a big difference because now it makes them feel like they really are part of something big.
Right.
You know.
Something big, right. Because this tournament, let me tell you, playing a tournament
this
is huge.
Big.
You're not just playing at your school. You're not just playing on a court. You're playing, as I said, with 71 other teams, all right, because there's 72 teams here, and Robert said it, over 200 games. You're not just playing one game, and even if you get knocked down that first game, you know you have another game to come back to. That's what's so exciting about a tournament. It's nonstop basketball, and as a hoop fan, this is my type of environment. No other way I'd like to spend my weekends than watching hoops. I mean, I don't think it gets any better.
Can't get no better, and you know, what's going on, you know, like I say, this is something that if you don't have kids, you should be a part of this and come out.
Yeah,
this
if you don't have kids, come support.
And this is the first year for this tournament, right?
It's amazing, I believe so.
Absolutely. And it's going to get better.
It's the first of many, let's say.
Absolutely.
First of many. So
first
I'm excited. Robert, thanks for having us out. And I have to shout out to Howard County. I mean, I know earlier last year, Howard County Youth Programs. I actually spoke at Wild Lake Middle School as their right. keynote speaker for their boys and girls basketball.
And that was really nice. Very,
I just
very,
continue,
very
continue,
elegant,
continue
very professionally
to be
done.
Impressed. Truly amazing. Truly amazing. Right. I believe you had something to say. What was it?
The fact that it takes a lot to put this together.
It does.
You know. And you know, I you know, my hat's off to it. You know, every time I look at this, this is a being someone that owned a professional league, a minor professional league with 32 teams, and I think that's rough. 72 teams in the tournament.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And a weekend.
That's
a lot.
And a weekend. And playing the weekend. So, my hat's off to them. And you know, I'm glad to be a part of this. Look forward to continuing being a part of this, and I'm excited about it.
All right. Well, the action is continuing. Make sure you give them a follow, hdyp.org, to find out more information. They have all types of sports, but basketball, of course, is our love here today and our focus here today as we have a tournament going on. We are live from the Meadowbrook Athletic Complex out in Ellicott Mills is what I believe what my GPS said.
Yeah, way out here. Beautiful complex,
us,
though. The complex
water.
Is really
and
nice.
And lots of parking. So, I mean, for everybody that missed out, you'll have to definitely come next year to the tournament.
Right.
But, I mean, again, if you can get down here by 8 p.m., so I don't know where you are, but if you're able to come, stop what you're doing and come down here. Lots of great action going on. I promise it will be worth every mile you drive to get here.
Right.
Right? I mean, Miami has some good food here. Fries and hot dogs are
yeah.
pretty good.
Just don't eat too
you
much
have to
of
shout
them.
Out the concession stand. I like to give love to everybody. So, and food is a motivator sometimes. So I will make sure that we, however we get you out here, we want to get you out here. If it's for the food, if it's for the talent, it's all around. All. And also, this facility is beautiful. We're able to have
beautiful
four
facility.
Different games going on all these different courts. So we have court one behind us. Where the action is going on. You might hear some left
court
for
two has action going on, and these are the two
court
courts.
Court three
that,
and court four, yeah. So, I mean, everything has just all around been great, fantastic.
Nice, nice complex.
All right, well, let's give the viewers a little bit more information about my show. So, Listen In with King and Ann is a show I like to do weekly, and of course, sometimes we'll do live from special events like this, but it's a show where I get to come out and cover, so if you would like me to come out and cover your special event, tweet me, Facebook me at Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Tweet me at The Real K Nelson and share your event with me. I'd love to be there. I've been a reporter for the past 4 years professionally, and I love covering every single sport and giving love and attention to the communities that matter. So, yes, I'll be at the pro games and the major college games. But honestly, this is where it starts because this is where the athletes are from, right? The local community.
Right.
So this is what I love being out to. And so,
I'm
the DMV, too. I will travel. I will come see. I like to see talent. I'd love to be there. So, make sure you shout me out.
Absolutely. I mean, and thanks for having me here because it's always
it's
a blast to be here.
I thought you were going to continue on boosting my show. Look at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, well, I'm boosting
right.
your show.
Well,
you know, congratulations to all the awards.
You
was up there in New York, up there with James Brown.
Yeah,
and
shout out to my
NFL
James
today.
Brown.
Absolutely.
It's been great. And I will say, I mean, that's what's so fun about this job. And I will say, I'm not able to do this without the great mentors and support that I have. James Brown is one of my great ones. And shout out to the great crew of the NFL today for having me on up there and back in New York for Fantasy Sports Network. I mean, New York has actually shown a lot of love to the DMV. So East Coast love is going on in the sports realm. But Listen In with Kanan, make sure you guys download it on iTunes and Google Play. It is a fun show where each and every week we bring you special guests, good interviews, live interviews. And we get to do fun events like this where you get to hear from what the community, nothing else. And I make sure I try to get to that personal story, that personal touch. I always try to make sure you learn something and you have fun with me. If you know me, I want to make sure we learn together and I want to make sure we have fun and we'll just talk
right.
sports. I don't think it gets any better. So Listen In with K&M. Make sure you Google that. You'll find out all the other information. You can go to our Fox Sports 1340 AM website and type in Listen In with K&M to find out more about the show, more about me, I won't blab.
Yeah.
On and on and on, but Listen In with K&N. Make sure you use that hashtag and get out. We have a lot of great guests coming up. And it's an exciting time in sports.
It's
so much going on.
Time.
Right now, we
NFL
have
NFL winding down.
Right? We just had
NBA
baseball
starting
in,
up.
So we have NFL, NBA going strong, which is very exciting, of course. And basically, for a sports fan, that means you are the happiest person right now. I don't think it gets any better than that.
Yeah, it's become this crunch time now.
Yeah, and the NFL, right, the weeks are winding down. We are looking closer. Now we're using that P word, the playoffs. We're starting to talk about which teams will make it in, which teams will make it out. And each and every game matters as we inch to the end of the NFL season. And I have to say, prayers up to Alex Smith after that injury today. Oof,
right.
It did not
Never
look bad.
See
and then
anyone get hurt.
Seeing Joe Theismann even tweet, like, 33 years to the day that
right.
he had that. Ooh. Okay. And just gruesome injury. I mean, that just reminds you, athletes are humans. Athletes are people. They are people. And we do not want to see anyone get hurt. I don't care which team you're rooting for, which sport. Right. At the end of the day, they're people that we care about, that we love, and we want
have
to
families
them.
And
have
families.
Have families. So well wishes to Alex Smith. But I do have to shout out Colt McCoy on a game.
Great job.
That's all you can say, right? Just all around, just great.
I'm a Patriot
Howard
guy.
County Youth Programs. I want to get back to them real quick because I think it's important to have community programs like this. And I'll say
very
why.
Important.
You have to keep kids off the street, for number one. You want to make sure kids are on the right track, doing the right thing. And I think sports is a great way. You keep kids active. You keep kids busy. And let's be honest also. I mean, not everybody's able to do a lot of different things, right? But sports, you can try so many different sports. Right now we're using basketball as a vehicle, but there's a million sports you could do. I've seen
football,
cricket teams.
Hockey.
Football, hockey, lacrosse, ice hockey, ice skating.
Soccer.
I mean, there's so many different things, and I think that's why it's so important. I think Howard County is really known for the close-knit community feel. Because not when you go to a sporting event, you're not going to be by yourself. You're not going to see a lot of empty seats. It's going to be a community. That community aspect and feel. And I think that's what makes Howard County.
And they put a lot of money in their athletic programs out here, too.
Which is good. But I think they see their return on investment in these wonderful youth behind me. Their return on investment are these wonderful athletes behind me. When you invest in our youth, you will get your return on investment back, and that's what we're seeing out here today. And that's why I'm excited to be here. That's why I'm excited to be talking sports.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm excited that Robert Worthington had us out, and the whole HCYPS, Howard County Youth Programs. Remember that acronym, HCYP. They're going to continue to do bigger and better things. Robert alluded to they will have a tournament coming up next year with teams from Montgomery County, Howard County, all over the DMV, and it's going to be played at Hood College in Frederick. So not only are they going to pick teams from all the counties, they're going to be playing on a college athletic center at Hood College in Frederick, Maryland. Pretty exciting.
Wow, absolutely.
Pretty exciting. I mean, anytime you get to do that, I think it's huge. Because, one, you're exposed to college early.
Right.
And then, two, the fans have to come out and support. And then it's going to be a fun rivalry, right? And growing up in this area, we know all the counties like to go against each other. So it'll be fun. I told them I'll be rooting for the MoCo team. I am biased. But, hey, MoCo hopes had a lot of great people come out
that.
Of it.
Absolutely.
You know?
As well as D.C. Don't
as well
forget
D.C. And P.G. County. You know,
okay.
Mike Sweeney is one of the people I've had on this show before.
Right.
P.G. County. I've had a lot of good people from P.G. County.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Think about it. A lot of Maryland Terrapins. But all over, really. I mean, basketball is basketball. But I will say, basketball is a true sport. You have 12 players, right? You have five on the court. In basketball, you learn a lot about yourself. You learn about your strengths. And learn about your weaknesses, right? Plays are created for you for a reason. But I say that to say you're able to build on your strengths and your weaknesses through a sport like basketball, right? You learn plays, right? You learn how to shoot. You learn how to dribble. You learn the fundamentals. You're going to have to learn that in school. You're
going
to have to learn that at a job.
More
you understand teamwork. I mean, it's all around just encompassing thing that you can do.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know what's well said? We only have to say one word to wrap it up. But Howard County Youth Programs, we've been having a blast. I'm glad to be here. Looking forward to next year.
Been here all day, all yesterday. I mean, you know.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a great deal. And we've had a lot of great teams come through. I want to make sure we shout out some of the teams and some of the interviews we got yesterday. We spoke to Greg Ross, the head coach of Crofton Basketball. We spoke to Robert Tantor, who's with Ellicott Mills Middle School. We spoke to Maurice Pearson, who is a coach and director of Pro Power Foundation. We talked to Mark Smith, the head coach at Pro Power Foundation. We talked to Ben Caccini and Ryan McFarland of Give and Grow Basketball. All right? So we've talked to a lot of great people between today and yesterday. Of course, we had Seth Burton on earlier. He was our first guest. Seventh grader, had a lot of confidence. Glad to have him on. We talked to Melissa Slade, who's the head coach of the Lady Hurricane 7th grade team. But all around, it has been some great basketball here today. I would not take anything away from this weekend because, I mean, I can never watch too much basketball. So this, for me, is like home.
Never get enough of basketball watching, especially competitive basketball.
Especially competitive
and
basketball.
It was competitive out here, I must admit it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you be around basketball, especially younger people, you think the play would be diluted. But believe me, these young people were real competitive out here. They did not waste their time. All of them were playing hard. And when they lost, they was really hurt. It really bothered them. But the fact that they know they have next year to look forward to. So that's what I you know, like I say, I was excited about that. And I like the fact that everybody played their heart out.
And what was exciting about it, like I say, it wasn't watered down. You know, sometimes you get people, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, everybody came to play, and the parents was, they got a little, little excited, but, you know, that's to be expected, you know.
Yeah.
Now the people do live through their kids, and, you know, hopefully that don't go too far, but, you know, and all in all, they really came out and support, and like I said, I like the fact that the parents was coaches. Some of the parents was coaching their own kids.
Very true.
And that's something hard to do, believe it or not.
Hey, let me tell you, as an active dad in sports, I know what it is to have that player, coach, parent, but it's all fun and games. It's all fun and games. And honestly, that was my best coach. That's when I first started picking up a basketball. My dad put it in my hand. I had the little, hoop that you have when you're younger, and then we put the one on
put
top
the
of the garage.
On it, yeah.
And it was fun. And
we used to use the old basket, old crate. We used to cut the bottom of the crate out, square crate.
Whatever works.
It didn't work. That's the problem.
But that's why your shot still hasn't developed.
Oh, there you go. See that? We lost only because you would miss a shot.
Man, I've had those good times. I can remember my experience with the Germantown Lady Panthers AAU team. I can remember my experience with the Montgomery County Rec League when I was about this age. We had the T-shirt. Oh, they had advanced. When I played Rec League, we had the T-shirts. You had to get your own pants. We were all different. And I played at Plum Garden Community Center.
Plum Garden, nice place.
Shout out to Plum Garden. It just got redone. But I learned so much from the skill set, the players. We all are so close-knit. Let me tell you, the people you get closest with usually aren't in the classroom, but they're your teammates. You learn each other very well, right? In that locker room, you learn camaraderie. On this court, you learn camaraderie. You know what makes people tick. And the thing about sports, I think we have to say, I mean, yes, you'll get along a lot of times, but you also learn how to overcome adversity. Because guess what? Right. After a loss, sometimes a finger pointing can start, right? But a true team is going to realize everybody did something that contributed to the loss, but everybody can contribute to a win, right? So you learn a lot through sports, which I think is very important. And I think also you learn about each other, you learn about the community, and people learn about you. The place where I actually think you also have to be vulnerable, right? I mean, because if you mess up, you're not just messing up in front of yourself. Think about it. If you miss a shot here, you have to have some true confidence because you have all these eyes looking. Not everybody can do this. This is not the easiest thing in the world to do, right?
Right.
But it takes courage to step out on that court or field or whatever you're stepping out on. But again, I think that's a lesson that you learn about yourself. And I think then it's easier to step in front of that classroom and make that public speech. You know, it's easier to step in front of your teacher and, you know, ask about a grade or something. You learn that because it starts right here.
But the key was what you say, team. You know, it's no I in team. Absolutely.
But I will say, I was one of the players that, you know, was like, if you get the M and the E, you can make a me, but no, it's too hard to do.
Here we go.
But it was fun. So.
Bring up that great that Georgetown education.
Shout out to Georgetown. I mean, I'm still paying loans, but shout out to Georgetown Hoyas. And best of luck to them on this basketball season. But I want to thank everybody for joining us again. We were live from the Howard County Youth Programs Basketball Tournament, the 2018 Mid-Atlantic Fall Hoops Classic. Remember that for next year. I'm your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson, joined by my co-host from our live shows, Mr. Richard Miles Sr. Miles, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Before I let you go, I'll let you quickly say where people can find out more information about the Minor Football League.
Oh, absolutely. Minor Football League, you can contact with us at our phone number, 240-551-8031. You're also in contact by our website, mflishere.com. You can go to Facebook. Thank God for social media. You just type in three letters, MFL, and find out about our show. We have our fourth show inside the MFL, which Miss Kelsey Nelson is the co-host of the show.
Perfect.
So you list us on Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock.
Saturday. Make sure you check them out. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Listen with Kaden. Make sure you follow the show on iTunes and Google Play. We will be coming with a new show each and every week, and especially this week, we'll have a special Thanksgiving episode coming out. So I want to give everybody a shout-out. Thanks for listening, as always. Shout-out to all the parents. Howard County, thanks for having us. It has been a blast. Make sure you follow along
with
the
show. Beat them Cowboys, Redskins.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay tuned. This is Listen In with K&N, presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM, and 1300.